This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Jacob Kasdan, a second-generation filmmaker and sometime television director, would have us suspend disbelief big time. In his new movie, The TV Set, a television writer tries to get an honest, authentic, personal story onto primetime network television. The suspension of disbelief demanded of us is that there is even the slightest possibility of his success. Sigourney Weaver plays a key network executive. David Duchovny plays the writer.
I think that it's a really big change to make on the set, just like this. And also, to me, what has always made the show most interesting, I think, is the suicide.
Really? You see, to me, it's about these wonderful characters you've written.
Right, but it's the way these characters behave in this situation that makes the show original, I think.
Well, it'll be original no matter what you do, and truthfully, original scares me a little. You don't want to be too original.
From casting to script doctoring to focus group testing the pilot, every step for Jacob Kasdan's fictional TV show is a little irreversible step away from the writer's vision.
Enormous compromise happens by a series of very, very small bad decisions. It doesn't happen all at once. You're not making one of these things and you necessarily realize that you're standing at the precipice of the moment where you ruin the whole thing.
No big single Faustian buyout that happens.
Yeah, that's right. It happens very slowly with a series of rationalizations.
Well, it seems to me that the challenge you undertake is to persuade us as viewers that people still write for television with hope and optimism and some degree of idealism or artistic commitment.
Right. I think they do. It's true. That is the endeavor. My experience of working in television, which is mainly an experience of making television pilots, because I've never been associated with a show that was actually successful and running for any length of time longer than one season. But my experience is that the people who are working in television are very well-intentioned and trying as best they can to make something worthwhile, but also to do their jobs. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of what was interesting to me as I sat down to write the movie and then to make the movie is watching how that interplay between the desire to do something worthwhile and make something heartfelt and even personal on television comes up against the process of trying to make something that could possibly be popular enough to work on network television. It has to appeal to an enormous audience.
In the case of your movie, the writer, played by David Duchovny, central to the story that he's created for television is the leading character's brother's suicide.
Right.
And suicide just doesn't work in prime time, we're informed.
Yeah, that's right. Sigourney Weaver's character says, suicide is depressing to almost everyone. It's what their market research has found.
Right. And, of course, you have the problem of what you're competing against on the networks themselves. In your fictional rendition of this in the TV set, the network has a huge reality show hit. That is the mark of success of a TV show at that moment. You can describe that show for us.
There's a sort of running thing in the movie that at exactly the moment that the protagonist, David Duchovny, is making this pilot, the network is digesting and celebrating the success of their brand new reality series called Slut Wars.
Yes, I think, is it Sigourney Weaver who has the line of a very transparent and false modesty about, you have sluts, you have an island in the Caribbean, how can you lose? It's a winning combination.
That's right. Exactly. She says, if you can't sell 14 sluts in the Caribbean, you've got problems.
Jacob Kasdan grew up around movies and in movies. He was born in 1974, and by 1983, he appeared in The Big Chill.
I did. It was my father's movie that he wrote and directed, The Big Chill, and I have a very, very small role in the movie, yeah.
This is Lawrence Kasdan, your father. And
yes, that's right.
Similarly, in 1985, you were a stable boy in Silverado.
Another often overlooked part of my career, but that was my earliest work. Yes, I was the kid at the funeral in The Big Chill, and not the kid in the bathtub, who was my younger brother in the first scene of The Big Chill. And then in Silverado, I was Sheriff Langston, come quick, kid. I'm sure you remember.
And in The Accidental Tourist in 1988, you also...
That's right. I was the compulsively blinking child in the clothing store. And that blinking episode so traumatized me that it sort of ended my acting career. I couldn't stop blinking the whole day we were shooting it.
I see. Well, did you, when you in the 80s, did you think of yourself as a young actor, or my daddy makes movies and he gives me these things to do?
I never thought of myself as an actor.
You did?
It was more that he would put us in the movies sort of as a... I think, you know, he wanted a record of embedded in the movie of what his life was like at the time. He had always made really personal films. He still does make really personal movies. And I think that that was the idea at that time. He wanted his kids in the movies. And then we stopped being so accommodating.
I mean, you're saying there's a slight home movie dimension to The Big Chill and The Accidental Tourist.
Yeah, my mother's in them also.
She's in them also.
She is, yeah.
So you were raised then in a family where there was some expectation of doing high quality artistic work in Hollywood and not having to knuckle under to commercial demands.
I was raised around movies, absolutely, and the atmosphere was that the attitude about it was that movies could be very personal, and that you could do this work and try and think about the things you were thinking about in your work. And absolutely, yeah.
Can television be that way, really?
In extraordinary circumstances, it can be, but it's very difficult. It's difficult for most people to be really thoughtful and personal and also really popular, but it does happen. You know, there's generally a few shows at a time, I think, that are able to do that. And increasingly, you know, HBO and cable series have sort of created a venue for very personal television work. It's tough on network TV, though.
That's Jacob Kasdan. His new movie, which opens today, is called The TV Set. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.